In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. When a young family moves into an old house, they soon discover they are not alone. Late night attacks by violent spirits turn their lives into a living hell. Until a courageous young boy challenges the dead who refuse to die. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. Glen Burnie, Maryland. A small community in the shadow of Baltimore. For generations, it's been home to honest, hardworking families. But when evil spirits rise, there's no refuge for the innocent. Even here, restless souls roam in anger, seeking vengeance from the living.
Say we have a special guest in our studio. He's Mr. Billy Bean, and he has an amazing story to tell. It's a story from the spirit world.
Well, it's a long story. Maybe I should start from the beginning.
Hey, we have plenty of time for an honest-to-God, true-life ghost story, and it's a tragic ghost story at that. Billy, I got to tell our audience first, when I heard this one, I had to get you on the air. And we're going to open up our phone lines in just a second. But first, our guest, Mr. Billy Bean, telling his story.
In the fall of 2002, William Billy Bean appears on a popular Baltimore radio talk show.
As a child,
Billy tells a true life tale of evil spirits who invaded his childhood home and destroyed his family.
Crazy, strange happenings and... Yeah, it's just pretty much haunted by...
Well, as I advanced in my adult years, I just remained haunted by what happened and who was it and why.
I'd get my story out and I'd tell it all.
Wow.
It just kept haunting.
Okay, well...
So I decided to share my story and actually agreed to go on a radio talk show.
The year is 1970. Billy Bean is 7 years old. His older sister and younger brother are as happy as he is when his parents purchase their first house in Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Okay.
Billy's father is a general contractor. His mother works at home, caring for the family.
So excited.
Hey, our first home.
My parents were just a very happy, loving couple. And my father was a hard-working man.
After years of renting and saving, finally moving into their own home is a dream come true.
It's not hooked up yet. I think they're hooking it up tomorrow.
Hey, buddy, right from your home?
Yeah, go ahead. You know where it is, right?
Yeah.
heaviness. It just had an eerie look and an eerie feel. I just knew that something was scaring me. I didn't know what it was.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
From the moment she moves in, 14-year-old Patty is uncomfortable in the house. Particularly in the hallway.
It was scary. You just felt fear going down this hallway. I had the room at the end of the hall. And it was always cold. Before we moved to the house, we had a very typical family. Everything seemed fine. Everyone seemed happy.
All right, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Mother would make the beds in the morning after everyone was off.
Patricia's mother, Helen, lives just a few minutes away.
The doors don't just slam shut by themselves. Now, what is happening?
It was over and over and over again. It wasn't like that.
Well, I went in, there was nothing going on in here. Nobody's there, and I hope, anyway, they...
So... Hello, Mom? Mom, can I call? Hold on just a second, Mom.
Patricia, are you there?
Patricia, you all right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Patricia tells her mother she fears the house may be haunted.
I'm sorry about that. I heard something down the hall. went down to the bathroom and the water was pouring all over the side.
And I overheard my mother talking on the telephone with my grandmother about the water faucet incident. And that really alarmed me. But really had no true idea of what was going on.
No, I didn't cut it on. Nobody in this house cut that on. No, I know, but there's something not of this world in this house. I can feel it.
Teacher took him.
I'm telling you, there was water all over the floor.
Okay. It's an old house. There's going to be all kinds of things that need to be
fixed. Well, then how do you explain the beds?
You're tired. You forgot. That's all right.
I did not forget. I made the beds, and something, I don't know what, unmade them.
My father was a very tough man. He was a no-nonsense type of man. He just did not want to accept that there was even the possibility of any type of ghostly phenomena going on in the house. Heavy soled shoe.
Come on, guys, let's get a move on. You don't have much time, sweetie.
I didn't hear any footsteps. You heard any footsteps?
You heard footsteps? Where did you hear footsteps?
On the ceiling.
What was it? Just tell me what happened.
I was lying in bed and I heard sounds from the walls.
Is it the walls or is it the ceiling?
The ceiling.
There's a squirrel or something. He's up there, got in a hole in the soffit or something.
Squirrels don't wear boots.
Squirrels don't wear boots, but you got me on that one. That's true. There's a squirrel or something up there crawling around. There's a hole in the soffit. I'll check it out, okay?
Bill's lack of concern for what his family is trying to tell him begins to drive a wedge between him and his wife. As the months slowly pass, Billy continues to hear strange tapping sounds and heavy footsteps in the night. But soon, it's his father who becomes his greater concern.
Even a year after these events started occurring on a regular basis, he started developing this heavy drinking problem. It progressively got worse and to the point to where he was staying out for a couple days at a time. Business was failing because of it. I truly believe that these entities were pushing buttons and just trying to divide and conquer us as a family.
You just ignore it, it'll go away.
Bill, there is something unnatural in this house, and I'm afraid for the children.
Look,
I'm not moving my family for something that doesn't exist, okay?
Like I said, if you ignore it, it will go away.
It's not that simple.
It is that simple.
So just drop it. I'm not moving my family
for something that doesn't exist.
Bill, I'm not saying that
this is my house. I don't want to leave the house. Look, we're not going anywhere. What's wrong with you? You want to leave? Is that what you want?
Look, we tried to build this house. We saved a long time for this.
And you just want to walk away because of some imagination?
Look, if you want to leave, just go out!
All right, pack out of the trap and just get out! Shut up and listen.
At the time, I didn't know what to think. But now, as an adult looking back on it, there's no question in my mind that these entities were fueling him. And I couldn't. My mouth wouldn't even work.
Something.
You're just having a bad dream. Now go on back to bed.
I don't
I absolutely did not want to go back in there. I was terrified.
Okay. All right, sweetie. I'll go in there with you.
No. You stay here. Really, just go back to bed. Go back to bed.
But, Dad.
Now.
The most traumatic thing had just occurred, and my parents were sending me back to my bed. I did not want to go back to that room. And it's something that has stayed with me all these years. I'll never forget it.
Unexplained events have taken their toll on the Bean family.
I have to get out. My parents are flipping out. I don't think my...
When I was 16, being in that house was difficult.
I can't stand it anymore.
One reason being the presence that I always felt, the fear, constant fear.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too.
It was very unsettling. It just got crazy. I couldn't stand it. I didn't want to be there. felt something touch my leg.
Mom! 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 Mom, come here! There's something in the bed.
What, sweetie?
Oh, you're freezing, sweetie.
Not for 1 second did I think there was an intruder in the house or anything like that. I know it was something else. It wasn't a real person that touched me. That scared me very much. So much that I just didn't even want to be in that room anymore.
At 16 years old, Patty decides to marry her boyfriend as a way out of the house. Patty's mother begs her to change her mind, but Patty will not listen.
Anything at all.
It wouldn't have mattered who my boyfriend was. I just wanted to get out.
And it's so unfortunate it went from being a loving family to just a very cold family that was existing on a day-to-day basis. Tremendous hatred for my father for not getting us out of that environment with these evil entities that were destroying us.
I'll be back.
And then one day, Billy's father leaves and never comes back.
Where'd Dad go?
He went out for a walk, sweetie.
It was so ironic because my father was the one that wanted to fight and stay, and he ended up leaving. And my mother was the one that wanted to leave the whole time.
Billy realizes that his mother is the only person left who can help him cope with whatever is haunting the house.
Yes.
begin spending every night with her sons.
So there was three of us left in the house, and we were living out of one bedroom.
And you just put it into the hole, and there's this ball. Really, really cool. Because, I mean, and you have, like, so many pores.
Mom,
I don't like peas. Do you remember?
I'm sorry, sweetie.
What was wrong, but I knew that something was wrong with my mother. So I ran to the telephone and called my sister, who lived near us with her husband.
Mom's sick. She's down on the floor. I don't know what's wrong with her. She's just like, oh God.
Wasn't getting enough oxygen to her brain. That's what caused her to fall out. Okay, but she's gonna be fine. Excuse me. Excuse me, miss. How are you? Patty Meany's mother? Listen, I'm gonna need to speak with you.
Yes. Well, how is she? Why is she here?
Your daughter had a slight stroke.
Oh, a stroke. Okay,
the doctor assures Patricia's mother that the stroke is a mild one. But she'll need to be hospitalized for additional tests for another condition.
Her kidneys aren't functioning the way they should.
A few days later, Patricia fully recovers from the stroke. But she will eventually require dialysis for her failing kidneys.
Patricia, could I talk with you a minute? Come down here.
What is it?
Patricia's mother is convinced that the entities in Patricia's house are responsible for all her problems.
She was in poor health, and she couldn't work. And we were stuck there.
This house is all we've got left, and I am not going to be moving. We're not.
Well, can't you come and live with me for a while?
No, I'm not going
to. As much as she would have loved to have gotten out of that house, there was an underlying factor here, and I truly believe it was the entities themselves that were controlling my mother and keeping her in this environment. Outside every night and look up at the sky and just want something to take me. Just take me away from all this every night.
months pass. Patricia meets Richard Tyson, a man who falls for her rather quickly.
It was just one of them things. I've never experienced feelings like that towards anybody.
Come on, guys. Lunchtime.
Certainly the last thing on her mind was finding anybody to date, or with her health problems and the problems we were enduring in the house. But they took a liking to each other and then began to date.
Patricia? Who is that was just in here?
There wasn't anybody in here.
I saw a lady with blonde hair standing right here. She was in a nightgown.
Nightgown? No, I was just putting the kids down.
She was standing right here.
I know what I'm seeing.
There's nobody in this house.
I'm not drinking.
Are you sure that there's
nobody? I'm not doing any drugs.
I just walked through the house.
I don't think I'm crazy. I'm thinking, what is going on here? You know, and I can't explain it.
Are you telling me this house is haunted?
No, I'm not telling you this place is haunted.
Because if you're telling me this house is haunted, then you and the kids need to get out of here.
We're not going anywhere. This is our home. We're not.
She didn't want to leave the house.
This is our home. It's fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter. We're fine.
She had nowhere else to go. She couldn't afford anything else. And she was the type of person who was so proud she didn't want to accept anything from anybody.
Desperate for help, Patricia asks Father John Auer, a Roman Catholic priest from a local parish, to bless her house.
Patricia told me that they were having a lot of strange activity and seeing spirits and ghosts and hearing noises. And so she asked me to come down and see what I could do, or perhaps to solve this situation.
Patricia, why don't you tell me what you've been experiencing?
Well, we've had some objects moving around and things flying out of the cabinets, things cut on by themselves. We've actually seen a couple of things and felt people touching us and stuff. We're just kind of hoping that you could give a general blessing.
In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this house, go back to where you came. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this house, go back to where you came. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this house, go back to where you came. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this house, go back to where you came.
This is our dining room.
In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this house.
Father Auer does not sense the presence of any spirits.
But that doesn't mean there isn't.
He tells Patricia that if the spirits return, she should sprinkle holy water throughout the house and recite what's called an intercessory prayer.
Intercessory prayer is a prayer requesting that God would come in some dramatic way or effective way and remove the evil spirits.
We can do the blessing? You don't have to?
Yes, Billy. You or your mother can do the blessing.
Oh, thank you so much. You sure I can't get you?
Please help you. No, thank you. I have to go. Thank you. I'll talk to you later, okay? See you on Sunday.
Thank you. Later that same day.
Guys, I'm pretty excited about this. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You want to get some ice cream?
I want to get some ice cream. Yeah. Yeah.
Billy cannot take it anymore. He decides to confront the entity himself.
I became enraged. I was ready to do battle with these entities. And I said to them, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to show yourself. I command you to leave our family alone.
Jesus Christ, I command you to leave.
Patricia finally leaves with what's left of her family.
In the back. Come on, hop in the back. Don't worry about the radio.
Billy is relieved, but is tortured by not knowing who or what haunted their house.
I tried to let this go. I tried to just forget about it and not look back on it. And unfortunately, it still haunts me.
10 months after leaving the house, Billy's mom dies of a cerebral hemorrhage. His father dies several years later. He and his siblings are left to wonder why his parents were unable to protect them all those years.
They did the best they could, and they made the decisions they felt were the right decisions. But I just wish to God that they would have found some other way or some other home or someplace else that we could have gone and had some normalcy in our life, because our childhoods were robbed because of this house and these things that transpired in the house.
By strange and terrifying series of supernatural events for what, Billy, 30 years now?
30 years, that's right.
Okay, well, I know all of you out there have questions just as I do. We're going to take a short break and come back with more with Billy Beane. Thank you so much, Billy.
Did you ever find an answer to these hauntings?
Yeah, I wish I did. I really do.
Billy receives a call from a man who heard him on the radio. He claims he may know the identity of the spirits that haunted his childhood home.
So I heard you on
the
radio.
His name is John Romine. Listen, he was a police officer in the area for many years.
See, been doing a lot
of research. Not only did he have a home that had similar occurrences to what our home did, he also was aware of many other homes in the area that were having these disturbances as well.
Take a look at that.
Romine tells Billy he is writing a book about these supernatural events.
These are photos from that spot. And also,
during my research, I found that the house that Billy Beane lived in as a child was actually at one time a rifle range used by both the military and the state militia. But it was more than a rifle range.
The property was also the site of a tent city where soldiers and militiamen lived in the early 1900s.
This whole area right there borders on where your house is. You mentioned two spirits.
Yeah, that's right.
Billy describes the woman with blonde hair and the man with the scar that tormented his mother.
Terrible scar.
I did some research on some medical records here.
I did locate one former soldier who in 1904 had received a grievous bodily injury at Saunders Range, which is where Bill's house was built.
Edward Zipprian.
His name was Edward Zipprian.
There it is, right there. Edward Zipprian.
When Romine contacted the Maryland National Guard, he learned that while no photograph survived of Zipprian, his physical description matches the apparition that Billy's mother saw in the Glen Burnie house. Romine points out that rifles used at the time were prone to misfire. Injuries were often severe. The red streaks Billy's mother saw in the spirit's hair could have been caused by blood.
And the heavy-soled walking in the house could be attributed to combat boots.
According to Romine, Zipprian later died a bitter and angry man.
It's not proof beyond a reasonable doubt, and it would never stand up in a criminal trial. But as far as a preponderance of the evidence, I feel fairly confident that the descriptions match.
Romine has no explanation for the female apparition.
This is what I've been finding.
But he assures Billy he will continue to search for answers. For Billy, the interest of a retired police officer gives a little insight into an unhappy childhood.
I think knowing the reasons why some things happen there and who caused them to happen, and knowing that he wasn't to blame for everything that happened, I feel he rests easier at night. And it gives me great satisfaction knowing that in some small way, maybe I helped the man. I gave him some answers to questions he was trying to find.
Since John has shed light on some of these events, I can just go on with my life. I have that sense of closure now.
Can I help you?